Markey has been joined by high-profile guests at his recent campaign stops around Massachusetts, including President Barack Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former President Bill Clinton. On a visit to Pittsfield to the headquarters of the Berkshire Brigades, the Berkshire County chapter of the state Democratic Party, Markey was joined by fellow Democrats Congressman Richard Neal, state auditor Suzanne Bump, state legislators, and Governor Deval Patrick.
It's a very simple case. We need to be with Ed Markey because time after time, Ed Markey has been with us.
After the introductions, Markey spoke to the crowd of more than 100 supporters, echoing themes consistent throughout his campaign against Republican Gabriel Gomez, including his support for bans on assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines, the need for strengthened reforms on Wall Street, and the preservation of Social Security. Markey is currently leading Gomez by 8 points in a recent poll conducted by Western New England University. And even though he was campaigning in the Democratic stronghold of the Berkshires, Markey said that he would not be complacent in the run-up to Election Day.
When you look at polling and you think you're comfortable, you're not going to have to do any more work, you are making the biggest mistake you can make.
Markey said that he wouldn't celebrate any lead in the polls until after the votes are in Tuesday night.
You have to keep on a high level of intensity just to make sure that you maximize the result on election night, and then you can celebrate. Then you can relax.
Sheila Murray, chair of the Berkshire Brigade, said that Markey's stop in Pittsfield, his only visit since winning the Democratic nomination against Congressman Stephen Lynch in April, was essential to energizing supporters, but said that it all comes down to one question.
Are they going to vote? You know, it's one thing to say they will, or it's one thing to say they support Markey, but are they actually going to get out and vote? So that's our big job. Our job is to, you know, get in touch with as many people, knocking on doors, making calls.
Because of the expected low voter turnout, Republicans are considering this an opportunity to bring out supporters for Gomez. Republican state committeeman for the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hampden district, Mike Case, said independent voter support is key to winning the election.
60% of the voters in Berkshire County are registered independents. And the nice thing about Gabriel Gomez is that he is attractive to them. So if we can get enough independents to finally come back and vote just slightly conservative with Gabriel, we're going to kick this a home run.
Berkshire County GOP Chairman Jim Bronson previously told WAMC that he's hopeful motivated Republicans will turn out to support Gomez like they did for former Senator Scott Brown in 2010.
It's tough work because it's as grassroots as it gets. There's not a whole lot of us, and you're always marching uphill. But you know, we've did it before. Scott was in, and we're hoping to do it again.
But Sheila Murray thinks otherwise.
That's never going to happen again. We learned a big lesson, and we're making sure that it's not going to happen again.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.